During worship, the Lord put upon Apostle Michael's heart a message to get us started again. So we're going to start off with a brief exhortation, and then we'll begin the presbytery. Amen.
There we go. Sorry about that. Good evening. We tried again. Mike, that's good. I just had a wonderful morning before we went to ride the carousel. But no brass ring. No brass ring. Yeah, I think OSHA took it down. Didn't want the teenage boys going out there trying to. Most of you, you probably don't even know what the brass ring is, do you? On the carousel, used to have if you lean way out dangerously, demonstrating your young manhood, you could grab this brass ring way out there and you'd get a free ride. If you snag the brass ring as the carousel went by. No brass ring now. As I was in the Lord this morning seeking Him, took me to this place in Romans where it says you've been given a spirit of adoption. And I want to go there just one second. Don't worry about opening it up because I'm just going to read this first thing. As soon as I get to it. Well, where'd it go? All right, here. But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. A friend of mine who's a Greek scholar, I'm not, I don't pretend to be. And the first thing he instructed me was never try to pronounce the Greek words. Don't do that, Michael. I said, yes, sir, because they'll all come out with a southern accent, so I don't try. He said, Michael, it's really not just adoption. It's a spirit of sonship. It's more than just having a paper done. It's an intimate changing of who you are, so you have the same DNA and characteristics as your spiritual father. And so I want to demonstrate what prophecy is. I want to use Joseph, who's my youngest son here. See, Joseph is my son. See, so as far as I'm concerned, there is a spirit of sonship on him. This happens when you're saved. You were a stranger, something weird and different, and not lovely and not beautiful and not worth anything, and only entitled to what your first father got for you, which is a death sentence. Spirit of sonship. Something has changed, and now I'm Papa, your son. Now, what does a Papa do? He talks to his son. I've been going back in my mind the last couple of days. It's been the Holy Spirit, and I didn't understand it, but He had been reminding me, taking me back to the year after year after year as a young man when I'd be riding down the road with my father, and he was constantly telling me what was going on, who lived here, who lived there, who said what, who did what, who died when, what did they die from, what happened here, what happened there. And years later, at the time, I'm just going, uh-huh, uh-huh. And it's going in here and going right out here and falling out the car window. But now when I look back, I go, oh my, he was pouring out. He was never silent. He was pouring out all those things in him to me. And my brother and I were talking the other day, let's write this stuff down. Let's write this stuff down. We got to tell our kids. We got to tell our grandkids. They need to know what Granddaddy Cotton said. What happened over here? What happened on that road? What to do with this? What to do with that? So a spirit of sonship means this, or daughtership, okay? It all means the same thing. It means this, that I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you what's in my mind. I'm going to tell you what's in my heart. I'm going to tell you so intimately that you can walk into the situation and immediately know, my daddy would say this. My daddy saw that. I know what that is. I know, or they can put you in the room over there and me in the room over here like in a television show and ask me the question and you can give the answer I would give. And I want to talk to you that way because you're my son. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm not going to talk vaguely. I'm not going to talk so you got to read between the lines with me. You've never had to read between the lines, have you?
I don't think I know how.
You don't even? That's right. It's a disability of prophets. We don't really know how to read between the lines. We need it in black and white. And so I'm never going to make you guess what I'm thinking. I'm going to always let you know. Anytime you have a question, I'm going to turn from the football game or the basketball game, watching UNC win the Final Four. I'm going to turn from that.
Which I also been watching and enjoying.
Yes.
Immensely.
I'm going to turn from that, and I want to answer your question. Because that's what the spirit of sonship is.
Yes.
Right? Thank you. Everybody give Joseph a hand. So, once again, every time I come to do this, I'm overwhelmed by the love of the Father for you. It overwhelms me. It's stunning. It's beyond our ability to express. And the weird thing about prophecy is that God also chooses not to let you get the whole story yourself. Is that He's going to make you listen to other parts of the body of Christ because He's going to teach you what brothers and sisters are. Because there is a family thing in prophecy. Because He could just tell you everything we're going to speak to you tonight. He could have told you last night in a dream. He could have sent an angel and told you all of it. Could have sent you a letter. Could have given you a mysterious download on your computer. Sent you a Twitter, a Facebook, an email, whatever. He could have sent you any of it. A text message out of the blue. Where'd that come from? But He chooses to speak through other parts of the body of Christ so that in addition to learning who He is and what His love for you is, you also learn that we're brothers and sisters and we sense and feel the love of God to you. And our job is just to ride, is just to get up on that wave, and the gift of prophecy or the office of a prophet is just like a surfboard, but we're just riding that wave of God's love. God's going to speak to you. Amen? So open your hearts and just have a good time. Are you going to pray?
Did you guys rehearse that?
No.
I'm used to it.
He's used to it, though. He is constantly used as a demonstration, so.
How many of you watched Joseph's eyes as the Father was speaking to him? They never left Father. That's how you receive prophecy. You open yourself up so that when Father speaks, your ears are aligned with His eyes, and He can speak deep into your heart. Father, we invite You. Lord Jesus, we welcome You. Holy Spirit, we open our entire soul to You. We say, come. As You have enthroned Yourself upon our lap and made it Your couch this evening in worship, speak to Your servants, the prophets. Speak to Your sons and daughters. Speak to this family in Christ and reveal Your glory to us. We welcome Your abiding presence in Jesus' name. Amen.